So, Nigerians, welcome to another banger.
Why are you changing the introduction?
Why? Because this episode...
Are you going for me?
Because this episode, we're going to be talking about that stage when you slowly start hating your girlfriend.
No, yes. Put it that way. We're talking of... when your relationship is dying out. We're not hitting our partner. Hate is the strong word. When your relationship is dying out. Oh, yeah, do the intro again. Let's be happy.
So, Nigerian Podcast, welcome. I know you guys have missed us, and we've missed you guys too.
So
Isaac,
much.
Isaac broke his leg.
Why did you know when I announced that tonight? I had a small accident.
Isaac broke his leg, broke his heart,
and broke his head. They will break your heart.
So that's the reason why we didn't release.
But now I'm back.
Somebody came to harass me. I think I need to find out your name. I said we promised 52 episodes.
Oh, that's every week. We can match it though.
You can match it. Honestly,
I'll give you like 5 episodes in one
week. Guys, we are dropping another episode next week Wednesday.
Bro, don't worry. Next this week one Wednesday. Is not even FM2 or anything.
Bro,
like,
standard
is ready.
And bro, We need you guys to actually come through for us.
That episode.
Share that episode with your life.
See, though, as I'm listening, every minute you're listening, just go share.
And tweet. Just share.
WhatsApp,
tweet.
Twitter.
Instagram.
Everywhere. Your family group chat. Your office group chat. WhatsApp, Slack. Everything that you guys use.
Your babe's DM.
Send it to your babe, bro.
You get everything.
I beg. We need you guys to push this episode for us. Love and light.
So basically, we're just going to talk about when you're feeling a shift in like emotions towards your partner, majority girlfriend.
Why did you say majority? I'm not the one that cooking you.
Because we're going to do another one for like boyfriends, children, like.
So we'll probably have like a female guest on.
When you slowly start eating your boyfriend.
This one is for the man dem.
This one is for the man dem. and I need the ladies to also listen to this one to just, you know, listen so that you know when your
this
boyfriend starts hating.
Ruin your relationship because you obviously start seeing signs of your boyfriend hitting.
Don't think about it too much. That's why like we're also going to talk about some of the factors that makes, you know, this that makes this thing happen. That makes that emotion happen. Like, just because it's absolutely normal, it's something that like most guys can relate to, and I'm sure like women can also relate to it as well. Before we proceed, make sure you're subscribed on Spotify. Next episode is also going to be a video episode, so if you're listening to this episode and you're not subscribed to our YouTube, please
go there now.
Go there
as
and
listening
subscribe.
Now, go to YouTube and
watch
subscribe.
Watch the videos we have there, like it,
everything, like, share. But that's, sure, start the sharing from now. Don't even wait till the episode comes
That's
out.
The only form of support we're asking from
you
guys.
We know the bill now. You know this economy, the people are billing up and down. We're not asking for any urgent 2K. We don't even... We need just, it, but we're not asking you.
Yeah, just subscribe.
Just subscribe. That's all we
and
need.
And tweet at us. You guys, let's be interactive on our social media, man. I like people that always like... That constant people that always post
yeah.
on their stories
yeah.
each episode. Those of you guys,
shout
love
out to
you guys.
Omo Victor. Omo Victor is always reposting, is always sharing. Yeah. Like, shout out to you, bro.
Do you know, Omo Victor has been there since 2020, 2021.
Are you serious?
Constantly, bro.
Wait, do you know funny thing?
Even when he gets too busy to listen, when he listens, we're not like upload on his story
yeah,
or the
yeah,
episodes
yeah,
I
yeah,
yeah. When he catches up,
shout out to you, bro.
That other people saw as well, man. Shout out to all of you. So, you guys, speaking of the Spotify Q&A. We're going to talk about the last episode, Economy is Not Smiling. People were ranting. If you guys have not checked the Spotify Q&A, those of you that are using other platforms, you can always tweet at us, man. You can always tweet at us. We also share it. Some people send emails as well. Like, it's fine. We love that. We love you guys. But yeah, Economy is Not Smiling. Enigmatic Bombshell, standard. Bro, that's a constant, my bro. Thanks so much. Things are too hard. Even remember the last time
bro.
Let me start again. Enigmatic Bombshell, calm down.
He dropped bombshell
for you. He said, bro, things are too hard. I can't even remember the last time I was hard. Come put in brackets. You get it? If you don't get it, forget about it. This is basically the ripple effect of deciding to choose bigotry or bigotry over competence during elections.
All of us have seen it now. Ah. All of us have seen it. They say vote competence. Vote, what's that thing that our leader was saying? Competence and
even voted for the right people now. And the massive bombshell would have been hard.
It would have been hard. Nah, it can't be hard.
Nah, it can't be hard because the economy is hard.
That would be economy, so bro, reach out to your next medical advisor, your doctor.
Chin Media said handling one job can't sustain. So I'm a bit of everything because I fit even get money as middleman. Value your family at this time. I really feel for those that don't have one. I feel for them as well. I think there's one comment that really killed me. When I saw this comment here, I fell to my knees. I fell to my knees. And I was like, bro, how? And Yola Abolade says, I came here right to distract myself about the situations of teens, only for you guys to rant about the life situations that I was escaping from. Apparently, no escape.
I'm sorry, man. I'm really sorry. Yeah, you know the funny thing, we didn't plan that episode though.
We didn't.
We just jumped on our mics and we're like, oh my, we can't do anything. There's nothing to laugh about. There's nothing funny.
Bro, 17 days ago, Sweet Boy said, repping the city of PH. Oh my guy. Create on Vex. Don't enter 5-5 for my area. I bought Create on Vex 3-8 last week.
Jesus.
But you know, if you chop in 2 square mil a day again. Shout out to you guys, man, because you know easy. Me Port Harcourt guy, they tell you, you know easy. That means
he's tough. Port Harcourt guy just have me rough arm. Bro. When they adjust, he say, you know easy. Ah, bro. I'm on now, oh, and everybody run. More Brownie says, on my shot, thank God I'm still in uni. So I still have the luxury of depending on allowance. But look, I'm still feeling it. No worry. Now, which I they tell my uni friends, you still come outside and face it. Don't worry. You think you are safe? Don't worry. We'll touch you. Troy Ma says, I must achieve that dream. No time while I. Pops is my new best friend. Lol, swallowed my small pride. Had to. My guy said he can't even do babe right now. Lol, that's one fascia, but I got the gist. Why everybody, how is the economy affecting people's sexual
economy life? Affects relationships, standard.
So you can't do babe, but you can't get hard on
top. This is one of my favorites. This is one of my favorites. She says, or he says, Dami, hey, how do I want to survive after graduation? Are you looking for BSC cleaner?
I'm actually looking for a cleaner right now. Reach out to me.
Well, graduate is great cleaner.
And if graduate, but you have to show me certificate.
Sherry says, how do I want to survive after graduation?
You know, see, let me tell you the biggest tip. Go and marry.
Just go and marry.
If you're a babe, look for a rich man and marry. I'm not even whining you.
Do you know the first comment that will go on this episode? Ade, whoever you are, I will knock you, Ade. First, I think this was like 30 minutes into the episode. After we dropped the episode, Ade goes on and says, catch you later, I'm in Canada.
What the hell? This is pride.
Ade, bro, I'm coming for
touch
you.
Touch me, Abeg. Ade, this one touch me. This one touch me. I might get one Ade guy, you. I get one other guy. If you be I swear, if you be
Nat says meditating on 1 Kings 17:14. Imagine make country tough. Especially drop Bible verse for comment section.
Bro,
let me read it. For this is what the Lord God of Israel says. The jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the land.
Pastor Baby, when I'm one of your students, you know you don't open pastoral school.
King Tukwasi.
Bible school. Now one of your students.
King Tukwasi. I feel it, brother. Like, he imparted my soul with that. Like, actually, like, it actually makes sense. Sorry, Nat, rather. I don't say King Suka has enough to drop Bible. Hey, are we fighting here?
What did you hear talk?
Dami, please give us new suits.
Hey, in these times when everybody
that complaining, you don't ever
want to dry clean it. There's no way to dry clean it. That suit's all dirty. Sell us money, we'll dry clean it. news to since. Do you know how much
she's doing? She's not in the country. She's after
that's why.
Because if you're in the country, you'll not be asking for news.
This economy, I beg now, no kilos.
Bro, so like it's been tough, man. It's been tough. We can't really read everything. And the one course says crypto is saving me, you have to survive.
On my way, say they don't stop Binance. I'll be
and
sorry, man.
I get USDT wallet for you, bro.
I also like trying to promote.
I get USDT wallet now. Okay. Everybody has USDT.
I don't have it. I don't know. You know, I don't know what this is.
You collect, that's why you collect like coins, you understand?
Crypto coins. How do you get crypto coins?
You buy coins now. You invest. Some coins go up. Like your Bitcoin. Those people will buy Bitcoin.
Oh, so like Dogecoin, all those things.
Yeah, like meme coins.
I bet you teach me after, but I think that's where the money is right now.
Yeah. Teach me after. I will not teach you. Moving on, let's get to today's episode.
Yes, sir.
Isaac, when did you realize that it's your girlfriend?
I've never hated my. I've loved my. If you're my ex and I listen to this, I love you so much. I've never at any point hated you. I've just not been in the mood sometimes. Do you understand? But it happens to everybody.
We saw a thread. Firstly, like I feel like we should talk about why that happens. And you guys on the Q&A, you guys should just drop your opinion on this and just like explain why you think people get to this in stage in their relationship, or that I think even in talking stage as well it happens. Sorry, but I think like everything is down to. I just feel like when people start feeling shift of emotions, there's so many things that can happen. Like, you know, some people can actually have change in compatibility. You're not the person when you started dating this person. You're not the same person now.
That was my biggest fear. So I can't even, like,
bro, like that's like, why, like, you just need to be sure of the person you're marrying. Yeah,
that's why you're talking to you. That's very, very long.
Bro,
like, you have to be talking. You have to know the person from head to toe. To know if you are compatible, like, and if there are things that, if you've, obviously, nobody's 100% perfect. We have to see if there are things that you can overlook.
Yeah, people change over time. Yeah. And sometimes initial compatibility, it will just shift.
Yeah.
To get like some goals are different. People grow and evolve. So like, it will just, that's when some people, when they break up, just be like, we outgrew each other.
Yeah. Because, like, and actually, that thing is actually valid.
It's valid.
It's actually really valid.
It's really valid, man. Bro. Like, there will just be feelings of disconnections and just dissatisfaction in the whole relationship. And the other thing is like, stressors, bro. Like, you just, that's just sometimes that, like, things,
maybe your job or something,
bro. Just work pressure, family issues all get to you, and bro, like, sure, you want the let's go. Bro, like, you're just really tired, like, bro, dollar just rising, and rising, and you just,
bro, you see exchange rates, baby, bro, you like, see, guy, or maybe you do all this crypto investment and you just see
everything is
valid on draw,
like, bro, things baby, are just
tell you, say she won't go dinner date,
I guess, like, now. Or. You're not holding me as you used to. I've lied with you. My work is getting to me now. Like, and you now come, if you don't come get money, give you, you say I'm not supporting
you. You know the worst part? When, like, you're in that state, like, have you ever in that space where, like,
you're
going through a problem and then you tell your girlfriend, and instead of her to, like, be compassionate in that period, she now says, oh, so that's why you're not texting me.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Like, instead of her to like try and like come up with a solution or something, she now try and make it all about herself, bro. That thing is the worst. So sometimes some guys know that that's how their girlfriends are, so they don't bear even telling them about this problem,
bro.
They just rather keep it to themselves or like just to their guys and everything.
Sometimes just feel like their babies, they don't have the range.
The range. Do you understand?
So like
for that kind of conversation,
just rather like just, you know,
like sometimes now you have to explain to your babe that, oh, this is what happened. Sometimes she still not gets it. Or sometimes your partner would even like belittle like your stressor, like the situation you're going through. Like you say, oh, is it your MD that is disturbing you? Is it your team lead or whatever is disturbing you? Like, I beg, just let it go. That just kind
let
of thing.
It go. You get, bro. All those things, even like down to individual issues. Some people can just sort of like unresolved trauma, man. That's just how they are. Some people are literally just like that. Like, and another thing is loss of intimacy. Bro, like, just decline in physical and emotional intimacy can just like get to that point. You just be feeling distance and detachments will just come up. You get just very hard to just maintain that positive connection. Just have your partner. That's when you look like, I said, no, you hate her, but you just don't hate her. Do you understand?
So, I mean, there's something you mentioned there about like distance and all that, and it actually is valid because. Even like it mostly happens like with obviously long distance relationships.
Yeah, definitely.
Like you're tired of because it's almost the same routine. Like when you guys talk you guys have a time when you talk. Mm-hmm. You're always talking,
Yeah.
Sometimes you need that physical
proximity. Bro, like sometimes you just miss the person
more. Yeah, you just miss the person more. You just want to talk.
And sometimes like people just go long or for long without like emotionally connecting conversations. Like you get like,
bro, because like the truth
is just people are just literally talking around in circles.
Same conversation over and over again. Like it's really like the person is complaining about what's going on.
It doesn't really change. It doesn't really mean like exchanging feelings per se.
Yeah,
but,
it's
like,
just
it just gets to that point. You just that little feeling of detachment.
Yeah, this conversation is sad. When I cried last episode, I always cried this episode. Yeah. I'm just remembering some moments in my life, man. Like,
bro, you guys, don't forget to tweet at us or share your Q&A. Post on your story as well. Like, also, share to your friends and family. Bro, another thing is changing in priorities, bro. Bro, like, you just feel like this babe is just always talking about some things that, like,
don't really matter to you.
You get, like, at that moment in time. And this one is kind of, like, similar to... changing compatibility, but I feel like just your goals just change at that moment and your partner know they change with you. You get so like that's when
like for example, now I know of a friend who after uni, or let me say after NYC, he got an apartment.
Yeah,
he started pursuing like his craft, do you understand?
Yeah.
And his babe, she just wanted to be like out there. I mean, facts, we're really young and everybody just wants to ball and like have fun and everything. But so like all the money he's getting, he's trying to save, he's trying to get equipment for his business and all that. But she's all day like, oh, let's go here. That guy had to step, man. Like he really had to leave that relationship because the priorities
were
he was reading future. Moment. She's reading at the moment, let's catch cruise and everything.
Yeah.
And till date, like she's still bitter about it, like, oh, you hated me or you hate me, mm-hmm. this that. But him is just like, bro. At that point, and the truth is, a lot of people don't realize. Yeah, me, like,
definitely.
Even when like I break up, like for example, relationships where I have been the one that have ended.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, I actually end up seeing like my faults in those same relationships. Like, quite alright, yes, I ended it because I was tired of something.
Yeah,
but definitely. Like I ended up seeing my fault. But so this your partners, they don't fault, see like, oh, this lack of priority. Or this,
they don't see those
pressure that they're putting on you in mm-hmm. some way. They don't see them as faults. Do you understand?
Another thing is that some people can just be like from a point of resentment, and this one is unresolved issues. Like maybe there's something that your big or your boyfriend did,
fuck,
and you didn't talk about it, so you just have like a sense of resentment.
Yeah.
So everything the person is just doing just be annoying.
You. So like, or like all the issues you guys have, like you're just buttoning
bro, top. Like.
Oh, we're gonna reach one day when you
build up one kind of like resentment, and then it start leading to like negative feelings for that person.
And that's always bound to happen because so that's why like in relationships, not just relationships, even with my friends, when I have an issue with them, I just like to squash it on the spot.
Yeah.
Because I know the kind of person I am. I will carry that in my mind, and that's how I start using it to judge you, and it will, mm-hmm. I'll form a whole perception about you mm-hmm. on that particular issue. So it's just best to like squash issues in your relationship.
Even in terms of like communication, in terms of like effective communication as a whole, you know, people are fighting, you know, there's something that she did that she might not really know that is wrong, or something that you as a guy you run, and you know, guys, like what you think is wrong might not be, what you think is right might be wrong to your girl, bro. Like basically just come up with issue where you don't really see issue in it, and so when she probably like effectively communicate, why did she do this, or you should have done this. And that's what like effective communication, misunderstandings and misinterpretations.
They ruin relationships.
Do you understand?
Bro.
Like those are things.
Like it might not totally ruin the relationship, but
you just feel a shit of emotions towards, bro. Like, bro. So all those things. There's so many other things, man. Like,
yeah, I thought this episode was going to be funny, man, but I don't do my feelings right now.
even your emotional and physical needs, bro, like they just once they're like consistently unmet, you get like maybe your babe don't really like the your emotional needs,
you're right,
of your physical needs, not just unmet. You get maybe like maybe cloud is blue, I like enigmatic bombshell, economy is hard, I need to, you understand? And your babe is just never in the mood.
Yeah, please don't do this.
And your babe is just never in the mood, right? And then you start to like, shit, this babe will be fine. Like, yeah, you would be like, definitely be fine.
Like. Yeah, I remember looking at your babe's picture and like, gauge it. I'm just like, ah, well, shit, I really choose right. Like, you don't look the picture, you can't try to convince yourself, say, okay, she's actually still fine, child. Because the truth is, obviously, like, so one perception I hold about relationships is, you can't just like someone for their physical appearance. Also has to be something on the inside you like. Because obviously, not be every day, babe, go fine for your eyes.
Like, go for Yash.
No.
You'll be so far.
You at the end of the day, you probably won't be as attractive as he was initially. So you always have to like something on the inside. Maybe that they're kind.
Definitely.
Or they're very, I don't know, they just do something to you that makes you happy and all that, do you get? Bro. So,
even the one of family issues, bro, maybe like, bro, like, your papa the hospital bed or something, like, your dad get terminal disease where your salary at the end of the month, they go hospital bills for there. Your babe can't tell you, you're not going to give me enough.
I never have my salary finish.
Bro, like,
I never have my papa finish. Bro. Ah, big, dog.
So you just be feeling frustrated, like, oh, shall I do every time?
Sometimes you even reason that, are you not emotionally intelligent? Like, can't you just reason that,
okay, like, can't you be this empathetic, is what's happening like,
in my life right now, like, bro.
But yeah, like, moving on, there's so many, I feel like you guys can also contribute, but we're going to read some. We saw a thread, it was basically like, that stage where you slowly start hitting your girlfriend. This guy says, when you keep messing up on purpose so that she can break up with you and she keeps forgiving you,
you go to say, bro, like, can't you get the message? I'm dead. Who is this person now?
Is it? They say, bro, you've been having a bad day and then she hugs you and it becomes even worse.
I mean, who are you people dating? Well, I mean, you guys are going too far.
The thing is that I feel like men, it's just that one. I just feel like sometimes the men just, another thing is boundaries, like space, just knowing when to give space. Like, sometimes men feel just one day.
You know, there was one time,
and it's when all these babies are coming too much drama, excess drama, bro. That's the one. Like,
guy, I won't lie, like, my love, I was going too deep in this conversation. I used to think before, like, what's the point of couples therapy? Do you understand?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of relationship, what kind of issue can you have with your partner where you're told you can just talk things out?
Yeah.
But then, you know, being certain situations with your partner, and then you realize that this person is not trying to see things
from
their own point of view, and they're hell bent on like sticking to their own point of view. Do you understand? And yes, this is obviously when you now have to seek, like, maybe say therapy, or you guys need to speak to someone that will actually help you guys, you know, sort out your issues and all that. Because, bro, some relationships, guy, they know they agree.
Bro, next one. Person says, when she keeps apologizing, even when you're wrong, instead of asking for a break.
Yeah, this is not supposed to be funny.
Bro. Yeah, he's not saying that, bro, like, you know you're clearly wrong, and then she will apologize. Like,
yeah, you fuck up again, don't worry.
You fuck up again, then she'll forgive you. Bro, women, women accommodate.
Yeah.
When you open a text thinking it's from the woman you actually want, but it's from her.
Guys, stop now. This is very sad.
Women, check your man's phone today. Check his DMs today. I said this
episode will ruin some kind of relationship. I know they lie.
When the problem asks you, what's the problem?
I know if you tell the problem, say she be the problem. Guy, I'm big now.
Bro, this one was just out of pocket. This one, bro, like, this person needs Jesus.
You know, this is extreme,
bro.
Are you sure you want to read this?
When you have to spit on her back to pretend that you came because she doesn't turn you on anymore,
bro.
This one is just. There's some ones that are just so weird, and I'm just like, bro, like, bro, that they
like,
go to.
I want to know, like, why are people dating? Like, do you understand? Like, what kind of relationship issues can you be having that your babe will not even like?
Yeah, this one killed me. That's when even in Zimbabwe. With 96.67% unemployment rate, you still be too busy.
You don't go text your baby, you go tell her, say, babe, it's work, or work is free. You may not get a job. Bro, guys, have you ever had like relationship issue where you go just go consider and go start course? Yeah, make I don't distract myself.
Yeah, like, this one was too funny. It says, when you start saying, you're chilling with your boyfriend now, and like you're just people are just cuddling, you know, and he's telling you, "You're breathing in my ears now." Just know that you're slowly staring to you. Just know, babes. Just know you're slowly. See. Honestly, like my girl is. I'm here for you, my sisters.
Or she's chewing gum. And normally, when you guys were strong in love, you never have a problem with the gum sound.
She's chewing gum. And now the AC and TV is louder than
the gum.
Than the gum.
But you just go.
Somehow the gum is just louder. Just know.
Too real. Just know.
Have you seen the one where you unintentionally leave your phone unlocked for her to read your chat? She was for her to catch you cheating, but she doesn't want to see.
She doesn't want to see her. She didn't unlook.
She go home unlooking.
She can see that dirty text, she can see the nonsense in your phone, but she no unlook. Bro, I beg.
Bro. Somebody say, sometimes having a girlfriend, like having an ops, you're forced to see. Like every time you just see her, it's just like it's like an obligation. It's like like a forcing.
Have you seen all those guys that like they'll go days without contacting their baby? Then their baby will now come to the house unannounced. Then they will now be like, why are you by your house, bro? Nah, I mean that's scary.
Obviously, like we talked about some of the reasons why this might be happening. So you guys, it's not like I said no, we're just trolling.
Yeah, we actually genuinely,
genuinely wanted to know why. Guys,
we're not saying we're experiencing it. We're just
jigger. Like yeah. When there's one bro, like when she starts asking you what we doing this weekend, but you're looking forward to your EPL match time.
Real?
That what you're doing with that,
bro? Yeah, let me. So like there was a period in my life.
Maybe like there's a date. If I had planned this night, but you're looking forward to.
Yeah, you want to match after that date night or something.
To your club's match. When I see your babe.
There was a period in my life where I used to play ball like consistently. So, guy, like, I would literally want to go and play ball. And, like, the person I was talking to at that time would now call me. And I'm like, I beg now. Like,
I won't go play ball.
Like, this football is more important than anything that is happening to you right now. I'm so sorry. Like, it's way more important.
Isaac slowly hates his girlfriend because what if she's dying? What if she's, like, in an emotional state?
Yeah, I said, but I was hating my girlfriend. I can
understand, like, if you really need me at that moment, obviously, like, I'll probably stall or try and find a solution to your problem. But if you just want 10 minutes...
Yeah, how was your day? Yeah, like, bro, I bet my day was so good.
Bro, like...
My day, just allow. Like, it's the same conversation. How was your day? I'll be...
When you start saying love you instead of I love you.
That one they touch me. I just noticed that.
Miss
like,
you.
I deep that in.
Miss you instead of I miss you.
I just deep that in. Like I did deep tone die, bro.
This one says when you're thinking of your next relationship. And she says, baby, when am I seeing you? Bro. This guy, like, this one is annoying, bro. When she says good morning, baby, and you start feeling nauseous.
like, why is she online?
Bro, why are you online?
Why are you online?
when she calls and you miss her call, and then you call her open, she doesn't pick.
Bro, I'm about to call her, like, lives, I can't even, like, you'll be looking at the phone, like, please don't pick. Yeah. No man, this is wild. They have all lived the same life.
Bro, when you guys are chilling, like, and you're eating together, and then you just start asking yourself, does she have to chew when she eats? No, she won't chew.
Yeah, somewhere in that moment, you've been noticing the slightest
things, bro. Like,
bro, why do you squeeze toothpaste from the top? All those tiny things, you notice it, like, man.
Things that you felt like you tolerate, they start, like, speaking louder, they just appear louder, just you get, like, our hugs feels like you're getting mugged. Just be like, touch you. Yeah, like, bro, somebody said when you start deleting all our photos to free up phone storage.
When game day to delete too,
bro.
Football pictures day to delete.
Your Call of Duty day. Call of Duty is like, is it not 15 gig on phone, bro? Like,
bro.
Then you just want to delete our picture. Our pictures and videos. Like,
I rather do that, man. Because, I can't delete my Call of Duty.
Because you're going to see her, like, you don't get to see your Call of Duty stay.
Do you get Do you actually get, like, why do I need your pictures when I'm going to see you in person? Do you understand? Yeah, like, but if I delete Call of Duty, that's the end though.
Fear men, don't worry. You people should just
fear. No, we'll still do a babes version. I'm sorry.
Definitely, we're still going to do it. So, you guys, babes, just drop your own when you slowly start eating your boyfriends. They're ready to demand them. So, they'll start picking it up. Too. Bro, this one was really extreme. Like, when I read it, I'm like, wow. The phase where you also extremely, where you're also extremely jealous of your girlfriend. You wish you could be her. You hate that she's doing so well and you're not. So you actively degrade, belittle, and mistreat her until she's an empty shell of a person. So she doesn't wise up that she's too good for you and leave you.
This is not real. It can't happen.
Do you know the funny thing?
What?
I swear on my life, this shit is happening in relationships.
Are you serious?
I am not capping with
you. Like, why are you jealous? Are you not supposed to be, like, why are you in a relationship with someone you're not happy for?
Bro, if they happen, I'm sure there's somebody listening to this episode right now that she will actually come to a realization that her boyfriend actually belittles every little, you know, milestone. Yeah.
Or they'll just does. Look for like maybe
you got a promotion. Is it not due?
Yeah.
You've been down for 3 years.
But that salary, you know, really what I'm
saying.
They'll just look for something to, really small thing to like ruin.
Open your eyes and ears. Just listen. Go and ask your man. Now, why are you always bleating on my wings?
On my wings.
Ask him now. There's somebody. I just feel like this episode is that particular thing. Like, it rings a bell to someone. Bro, somebody says when you're wondering why you're having such a peaceful day, just realize she's giving you silent treatment.
I never realized that there was any silent treatment, bro. I'm big,
bro. When she asked how was your day, and then you remember it was better before she asked. Bro, like, those things are this.
You guys are too toxic, man.
Honestly, like, I feel like some of these things that we read, that they're more, but we just read these ones because they were sort of funny to us, and some of them were obviously very toxic. But like, the fact that like he had so many guys relating, it just shows that you guys don't, you know, just look or just basically just pay close attention to some of the things that are happening. Yeah. Like, is our compatibility, is it changing?
Yeah. I remember
changing in priority. Like, do we have any unresolved issues that we haven't talked about? Do you understand? Like,
I remember
loss of intimacy. Like, we're just not feeling, we're not feeling emotionally connected as well as before. Like, you get, like, there's just so much things lacking of intimacy that just like make you lose feelings or can lead to like feelings of detachment and distance, you know. So it just makes you harder to just maintain a positive connection, to be honest.
I remember when that particular tweet was trending on social media, and like a lot of guys were actually like able to relate to like what their other guys were saying.
Yeah.
And I'm not even going to lie, I could relate to some of those things. But the point I want to make now is, to be honest, it's not even that your partner is, sometimes it might not be your partner, like what Arush said, is just external stressors. Like, sometimes you're really going through like crazy shit in life and you just want to be on your own. Do you understand? Like, it happens to everybody, even babes. Do you understand? And like I was telling him, it's not just your relationship person. Like, it also happens in friendships. Do you understand? You just want to be in your own space. You don't want anybody texting. You don't want anybody like calling you, and all, especially phone call guy. There's sometimes where like you're not even in that space to talk, and then you see a call, and then when you don't pick that call, your partner is like, oh, you're ignoring me, this, that. But you can't even explain where you're going through because your partner is not someone who's like emotionally intelligent or reasonable enough to understand that you're not in that space.
Yeah.
So please, everybody needs to be conscious of these things.
Yeah.
For you to have a healthy relationship, you need to be emotionally intelligent. You need to understand when your partner is going through something, you know, when they need space. When people hear, oh, I need a space, or I need space in the relationship, they don't always assume like it's breakup. Sometimes they genuinely just want to be alone. They just need that time off to think and clear their head and everything. So as a partner, please be conscious of these little things. It's very, very vital to keep your relationship
very
healthy.
Very, very.
So that was my word of wisdom.
Bro, like, I read one, sorry. Yeah. All everything that Isaac said, man. I read from bro.
You're a clown.
He says, when she kisses you and it feels like you're gay.
Guys, I see some of these things are extreme. They're not real.
Bro.
How are you? Bro, how?
Somebody said, we were in the room. We had an argument. I walked into the bathroom. and I pray to Allah for peace. And I'm not even Muslim, bro.
Bro. Dead. Bro.
Bro, like, I feel like some of these things, yeah, it's just... For some relationships are going well, like, your partner really loves you, like, you wouldn't see any of these signs. But of the, all the other things, I feel like the most important thing is just, like, external stressors.
But I think it happens in every relationship, kind of. There's nobody who's not... Been, sometimes
that's when, you're that's not mentally... When, that's like, when things, like, I feel like, in my own case, or what I just do is, I go and look at my babe's pictures, like, I'll look at videos of us together, and I'll just, you know...
But what if you see those things and like you're even more irritated? Like you don't see your best picture and like big. You even vex like this makeup no fine.
I mean, you didn't even love her in the first place. You don't tire to the love the babe, bro.
Bro. No, sometimes you're just like big. Or maybe like you're going through shit.
Me personally, like I'll just go like try and just like I'll just think because those videos that we took when things were sweet just remind me how much I actually love.
Yeah, this that one's a bitch. Like yeah, sometimes like I'll be angry with, like my partner, and then I'll just remember like the moments we've had and everything. Or maybe something they've said in the
past. That's one of the things about like keeping memories and keeping videos and pictures. Yeah. You just be able to remind yourself of how sweet this person is, or like some people do is they read old text messages. About that deep,
yeah, that's actually really cute.
It's just to keep the fire burning and just like keep the love and just like maintain the emotional connection. Because bro, like forget that you're seeing and talking to your babe, bro. Emotional connection can just be getting lost somewhere. Like maybe you guys are just not having those fiery conversations, like, or like those sweet loving conversations. Like things are not just, or people are just having a routine. You can married couples as well, like you just pick the baby, you get, that's why like date nights are important and all of that stuff. Even with the date night, maybe now your papa day hospital or your mama day hospital.
You don't talk about like two times.
And babe, because obviously people are family.
That's the worst.
Do you understand? Like bro, family issue, like you're thinking issue. Or you get you're thinking family issue, or and your baby won't go the after bizarre. Dark, won't go bizarre. Won't go after dark.
Bro, you know the worst part. You now say okay, she should no. You say you don't want to go and that she should not go. Uh-huh. The next thing you now check Snapchat.
Oh, bro, like your guy just finished the fight with you, like everything just and he sends you. Is this picture fine? I look fast in this picture.
I'm saying you guys should look fast. I'm sorry,
bro. Like it's not like you don't love her, but at that like point,
big. I just wanna. I want, things are I just breathe.
Just things are just like
yeah, it's too much pressure. Like, do you pressure understand?
And then just come. That's why I like when people like actually seek permission. Like, oh, are you in the right state?
For yeah, us to, do you understand?
To go like to get. Oh, babe, I know. I understand your work is going through all stress. Let me take you out and relieve your pressure at this time. Or like, or you buy something. Like, oh, let me just take it off. Do you get understand? Like all those kind of thoughtful things. But some babes will never notice.
Like the truth is like
and it's worse because men barely communicate, so like some babes genuinely do not know.
Yeah, but there's that shot. But
you get like some babes actually and genuinely do not know, so they just think you're that jolly good fellow, you just start chilling happy.
But I've actually seen like when situations where like the guy actually would tell the babe, well, this is what I'm happening, and like you'll never even reach 50 seconds, she has brought up another conversation. Like, she has just totally switched the conversation. Like, oh, whatever he said is not really significant. So, but I mean, like I said, it's not just babes. Even guys, some guys are that insensitive. So, like, when their girlfriend tells them, oh, I'm going through this. One aspect of insensitivity that guys have is, like, when their babes are going through, like, PMS. Is it PMS they call it?
Yeah.
Menstrual pain and all that. Yeah. Some guys are always, like, water it down, like, I beg now, why did he cry like baby or something? You don't actually know that this thing is actually painful and like it's actually affecting your babe's mood, like she's in so much pain and everything. So guys, you also have guys, obviously babes have to do better. Boys, the guys too always have to do better. So yeah,
like you guys just make sure you share this episode with your boyfriend and your girlfriend.
Review your relationships. Yeah, everything we said, just take background paper and not compare what your relationship and do analysis.
I swear to God, we did not mean to end your relationship.
I wonder why you text me and say I need a relationship.
you can text us that we helped your relationship.
Because we do therapy, you pay $500 per session.
But don't text us that we ruined your relationship. And bro, if you're listening to this episode and you found out that this is the reason why your girlfriend dumped you.
Sorry, bro.
Sorry, bro.
Yes, sir.
So we're going to the end of today's episode. You guys make sure you're subscribed. Rate us 5-star. And then make sure you're subscribed on YouTube. Amen. We need you guys to show love on our next. We're dropping episode in 5 days or 4 days from now. So you guys just be honestly, like, at some point, I think we'll even be dropping every two weeks. And you guys make sure you're as interactive as possible. We love you guys so much. Zikoko said in the last listen, like, Zikoko and this was Mikey, and I even crammed some of the comments. Zikoko said we're subbing that they are meant that we're insulting the guys in, bro. Don't worry, Zikoko, you are meant. Don't worry, like, sometimes I just randomly get a notification that somebody published a new comment, and then when I read it, I just burst into laughing. Because, like, as funny as we might seem, the comments are actually funnier.
Yeah, the comments are actually so
real. You guys, so thank you guys for always, like, sending comments. And those of you that Ogunji Sylvia, she's always posting on her story. She and Umu Victor, like, on the Instagram. Always, I feel like we have a percentage of listeners that have come from her, just how much she shares the stuff. So, like, Chine, I'm not buying a new suit. So don't disturb me. Chine, don't disturb me. So, yeah, like, thank you guys so much.
Yeah, bye guys.
Bye guys.